Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Was It Something I Said? I'm about to go to sleep, and I was doing my nightly internet browsing and came upon a video of this woman kind of just saying that she was getting rid of her Alexa because Alexa was coming on without anyone saying hello to Alexa and was just being like, could recognize her voice and would like call her by name, and it was just like creeping her out. So she was like, I'm getting rid of my Alexa, right? And so I don't know if you guys remember this, I probably talked about this on an episode actually when it happened, but like Alexa's, Google's, like all those things were very controversial a couple years back because people thought it was weird that they were always listening. And now I think, sorry, I'm a little sneezy tonight. Ooh, that's so gross. I'm so sorry. Now I think that we are becoming like basically our culture is rapidly changing, right? So a couple years ago, Alexa turning on without being asked would be a news article, right? It would be breaking news. Alexa is listening to you all the time, right? And now I went into the comments, which I love to do. I always go into the comments because I just want to know what people think. And everyone in the comments is like, duh, she's going to turn on without you calling her. She's always listening. Duh, you bought it. Duh, like this is the whole point of Alexa, like you're so stupid for having concerns. And I think that's so interesting how like rapidly culture can shift in a way where something a couple years ago that would be concerning is no longer concerning. And I feel the same way about AI and just like a lot of how our technology is rapidly progressing. A lot of the concerns are seen as kind of very negative, and like I don't know, like having concerns that were valid are no longer valid because we're still moving forward and we're progressing. And this is different from technology, but I also just have been wondering a lot, like, are people getting worse? And this is something that I've talked about before, but I think kind of having people forcing people or people feeling forced into any sort of social awareness or social consciousness can then make them feel like they don't need to do anymore, like that social consciousness is mainstream and so like therefore it's not important, or like I don't know, I think people are becoming worse, and I can only really speak for America, honestly. I don't really know what's happening in other places in the world, but I feel like people are just becoming worse. I feel like people are becoming less tolerant. I feel like people want to listen less. And there's something too in the media, like I've been kind of comparing a lot of the media coverage about the genocide happening in Palestine and how there are like news articles that are calling it the Israel-Hamas war, which is nuts at this point. And there are like news articles that are not covering the entire story and have very targeted things. And so even on Monday, Joe Biden, I guess everybody saw the Hunter Schafer thing, which is so crazy. This is another point, but like Hunter Schafer was arrested at a pro-Palestine protest, but it wasn't just a pro-Palestine protest, it was actually protesting Joe Biden. He was on the late night show with Seth Meyers, I think. I don't know those white men, you guys. Joe Biden, let me Google it. Late night show. Yes, the late night show with Seth Meyers. And so there were protests, like really like serious protests of this appearance, which I'll get to in a second. But when you look up Joe Biden late night show, right, the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the top seven articles are not about the protests at all, and you have to get halfway down the page to even, there's only one article that even talks about the protest when you look up Joe Biden late night show. And on the late night show, Joe Biden did not talk about Palestine, did not talk about, you know, it's a huge topic of discussion right now in the U.S. and a huge point of contention with a lot of his previous voters, did not discuss that at all. This man talked about abortion. He talked about how much he hated Trump, how little he was like Trump, how terrible Trump is going to be for this country. And then he did a press conference and licked some ice cream, like genuinely. And so it's so interesting that I think our self-education is so important, you guys, but it's also like the self-education is targeted. Like when I looked up, let me not mess this man's name up. Let me see. Yes, Aaron Bushnell. When I looked up this man's name, and this is the man who sacrificed his life in a protest of the genocide in Palestine. When I looked up his name, the top like 10 articles were all just talking about how suicide bombing and political violence are coming to America and we should be afraid, and how this man was so mentally ill and the left is just capitalizing off this man's mental illness instead of actually like caring about him and yada yada. And it's like, whoa, like, okay, I think that it's so concerning that our news is being presented this way, and the only way, I think I am hesitant about social media, just as a platform to discuss everything for a number of reasons, and here I am yapping on my podcast like I'm better than everyone else, and that's not what I'm saying, but I just feel like people are using social media because the actual news is, it's so biased. It's extremely biased and like not even biased, but it actually like is erasure. Like you have to read like 20 different sites to maybe even start to get a little bit of a clear picture about actually what went down. Yeah, and even the fact that it's all like Israel-Hamas war, Israel and Hamas need to come, and they need to come to some sort of, I don't even know, some sort of agreement. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, what are y'all talking about actually? Like, let's do some quick math. How much has the U.S., let's do some quick math, you guys. How much has the U.S. given to Israel? Let's see. Oh, 38, let me see. Oh, wow, that's so crazy. 260 billion. Oh, wow, that's so crazy. 4 billion a year. Yeah, and so I think, like, when we hear those numbers and we see those numbers, oh, 4 billion, 3.8 billion, right? We see those numbers. It's like, oh, my God, like, actually, it is very well within the control of the United States government to stop the genocide in Palestine. And there is no agreement being made that could possibly, like, it's just like there's no agreement, I think, that is worth that $4 billion won't significantly shift. So it's just like the framing of it is very interesting, and I've been reading the news to try and like get a grip on the trajectory of everything, but it's just, like, not really, it's not accurate, and it's biased, and it's pathetic, it's cowardly, it's probably being, you know, paid for by politicians who are, you know, not doing shit and won't do shit. Like, it's just, I don't know. And, like, everyone's always like, free country, free country. And the free country is the fact that me, someone who, what, like, random ass people on the internet can say whatever the fuck they want. But it's like, okay, but what's at the top of the Google search, you guys? And it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. So, yeah. Oh, this is, like, a two-part thing. So, I think at first I was talking about are people becoming worse? And then also, like, just the media is not, I don't know. It's not really doing its part, I guess. And, you know, I definitely think, and I would love to say that, you know, in time, like, everyone's gonna get their, I don't know, like, these news outlets are gonna in time realize the error of their ways, but I honestly doubt it. I think that everyone is in control of what they do, in moments like this, and, like, large outlets are in charge of what they do. I don't think it's a little oopsie, like, oopsie, we didn't have all the information. Like, no, like, it's all a very targeted effort to make people look good ahead of the stupid presidential election, which, shout out to Michigan, because they protested in the primary by putting, like, I think it was, like, uncommitted, when they voted for president in the primary, instead of voting for Joe Biden. I don't know, you guys. Like, I just, yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling great, honestly, about where things are going. I feel like people are becoming selfish. I feel like I've become selfish. I've said this on an episode before. And, oof, to live, you know, in the empire, you know, I don't know, especially ahead of Ramadan, which is another episode, but yeah, those are just some of my brief before bed thoughts. Usually I pray before bed, which I guess I could pray now. Mainly what I do is just, ask God to protect the people in my life who have come into my life, who are no longer in my life, right? So please, you know, protect my family, my friends, the people who have made an impact on me, the people who have made an impact on my loved ones. Please, in due time, I hope that those who are pulling the strings, are faced with their choices and their decisions. And I hope in some way there is a clarity shown to these people who are making these choices, to carry out, to fund, to participate, to support genocide. I hope that there is a moment of clarity. I hope that there is some reckoning for that. I pray for the families, the people. I hate when people just say women and children, like, men also, you guys. You know, in Gaza, really everywhere, who are fighting hunger, please feed them. Please feed them. I
pray that there is an end, but I also pray that there is a freedom on the other end and a reckoning. I pray for paradise. I pray that all, you know, the lives that have been lost are somewhere better than here, much better than here, safer than here, warmer than here. That's usually how my prayers go. And I'll just leave it at that for this episode, because I don't want to get too into it. Just a lot of things have been rattling around my head, and I don't really talk politics on here for, you know, the reasons I said in my other episode, but it's just been like, I just have a lot. It's just heavy, I guess. It's heavy on me, so whatever. Love and peace, and we'll talk later. Bye.